serious consideration now in the airport circles of really checking all of your fluids before you get on the plane.
You know, we're 98% water. What are they going to start taking?
What are they going to do?
Just think of what happens with the baseball players now that they have to have to give a urine sample before they get on an airplane.
That's next for us, too.
It could be, you see the lines in the newspaper and on the television?
Miss Ellen Hyatt? Oh, I guess she has.
Yes.
Well, she was out there yesterday, so she was reporting from there.
She's in the line.
I wonder if it's going to go down because Debbie's flying tomorrow. I got to put her on a plane.
No, I don't think so. They're not removing the security restrictions, and I think Mike Isikoff at Newsweek will want to talk to us somewhat about the new requests by the Israelis to have some new form of
better
missiles.
Rockets. We need better rockets.
Yes. And of course, I think Don Perotta will want to discuss with us what's happening in the Angelides campaign and where does Schwarzenegger go from here.
And where is all the Democratic money? Because it ain't flowing to Phil. Rose Aguilar will also join us, as will Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show, the Quake Zone Pet Show. And we have Ellen Hyde and Michael Rush standing by in the studio.
That's right.
We're keeping it real with Will and Willie.
All right. That is the Progressive News Hour for today. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 on QuakeRadio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive Progressive Talk Station, broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. California in crisis. An in-depth look at the state's infrastructure problems.
Californians rely on air travel for business and vacation travel. Businesses also rely heavily on these airports for transportation of cargo. The state's major airports are working beyond capacity right now with little room for expansion. With dramatic growth predicted over the next 20 years, California must ensure efficient air travel and cargo transport by expanding airports and building regional airports to distribute the influx of passengers and cargo. Richard Green with the Government Performance Project says that in a recent report card, the state is failing in maintaining its airports.
The state really doesn't pay that much attention to what's happening in the different agencies in terms of the maintenance of those buildings. And, gee, that's a scary thing. And the problems get even more so because capital maintenance funds have come out of that budget, the budget that would go to do repairs for buildings and other structures.
But it wasn't just the Government Performance Project that raised a red flag about the state's airports and ports. Mike Kincaid at the American Society of Civil Engineers.
We gave it a C because as we looked at things, it looked like we're not in too bad a shape. But that doesn't mean that we ought not to be doing things or putting more investment into upgrading these structures and making sure that they're all seismically upgraded.
Now, California businesses still rely heavily on shipping and ports to transport manufactured goods.
A substantial portion of imported goods, particularly from the Far East, come through the ports of Oakland, Los Angeles, and Long Beach, and are distributed throughout the country.
That's Bill Hawk at the California Business Roundtable. International trade through California ports is vital to our economy. The state must make port facilities and land access via rail and highways a priority if California is to remain a leading national and international economy. But our airports are important as well. And as California's population grows, so does the need for air transport.
We net increase our population by about 500,000 to 600,000 residents a year. And at 37 million, this is a substantial load on very few airports. And thus you see the constant construction at airports.
Next week, we'll look at California's water resource problems, storm control, the levees, irrigation, and drinking water. It's in worse shape than the government is letting on.
Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our California in Crisis reports, or listen online at quakeradio.com.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. and everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
960 The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station. Streaming, downloading, podcasting. Take The Quake with you. Listen when you want. Visit quakeradio.com.
Time for Quake Traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
And good morning, I'm Ellen Hyatt, filling in for John Scott, and this report is brought to you by Mattress Discounters. A little bit of slow traffic right now for folks getting into San Francisco, the upper deck of the Bay Bridge, no metering lights, but we've got stop-and-go conditions heading into San Francisco. Go into Mattress Discounters today during their pillow top sale and get a Simmons pillow top for only $588. You'll also find other select Simmons and Sealy pillow tops on sale, plus sleep free for a year on approved credit. Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep for less. And check real local traffic anytime by visiting quakeradio.com. We'll check headlines in 10 minutes. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station 960, The Quake.
Thank you, Ellen Hyatt, and good morning, and welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie from down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, live at the Vitale Hotel, the Hotel Vitale, 7:06 a.m. on 8/11. It's Friday, August 11th, year of our Lord, 2006. My name is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. If you rush down, you can have coffee as you watch the sun. It's going to come up, I guarantee you.
But I had to turn on my lights this morning.
Yes.
It's, when I drove here, that was 3 weeks ago, I didn't have to turn on my lights to get here. Now I do.
Well, but you're coming from down under, so to speak. The sunset is not exactly part of
the damn sunset.
Part of the regular process. However,
part of the regular process.
Yeah, you know, the environment. The sunset has its own atmosphere.
Microclimate.
That is correct. You have to break through. It's like it has its own little circle around it, as it is in outer space.
All I'm saying is 3 weeks ago, I didn't have to turn on my lights when I came to work. Now I do. It's going to be like that now, you know.
Well, now we won't question what you were doing 2 weeks ago, not noticing you needed to turn on your light.
I wasn't basking in the sun, I'll tell you that.
No, there's no question about that.
So you were around town yesterday. What is the mood of the city? And, of course, we're speaking about being in the shadow of the alleged bombing plot.
There is a heightened awareness of terrorism again. People had pretty much moved away from 9/11 after 5 years. They were really settling down and beginning to spend and enjoy and not be terribly concerned about their own
shackles of fear,
their own security. I just got to tell you that I think, just based on San Francisco, which is probably not the bellwether location for this determination, but I got to believe that the Democratic Party, that was so incredibly optimistic about their prospects for November, must be wondering aloud whether or not the Lord has abandoned them and presented them with another.
I don't think it's the Lord.
Yeah, who do you think it is?
I don't know who it is, but I don't think it's the Lord. I think Al-Qaeda likes Bush in charge because he's a stick, and he keeps that stick, keeps hitting the wasp's nest, And he keeps stirring things up. If you get Democrats in there, they're going to tamp everything down. They're going to try to negotiate. Democrats don't think that diplomacy is the last resort of the incompetent. They think violence is, which is antithetical to this administration. Did you see Giuliani sent out a press release saying that terrorism, we can use this to help us in November?
Well, every Republican has that same attitude. As a matter of fact, did you notice where the good governor of the state of California immediately dispatched, without request, he dispatched the remaining members of our National Guard that are not in Iraq, he sent them to the airports of California. And the airport security people and the airport police were all wondering aloud, how do we put together a command structure that will give these guys directions and give them some assignments? We don't just want them walking around in the middle of the airport with an AK-47.
Slung over their shoulder.
No, they carry them in their hands. They don't sling them over their shoulder. It wouldn't be that dangerous. But, you know, some 19-year-old kid wandered around with an AK-47 in the airport looking for some guy with a turban and a beard. Who knows what he'll do, you know?
And that always scared the crap out of me. Whenever I went to Mexico, there'd be these pimply-faced 18-year-old kids with AK-47s patrolling the airports.
And with their hands near the trigger. Yeah, I don't know if it's on the trigger.
Yeah. I never got a good feeling about that.
So, the mood of the town, though, was one of...
I am surprised. I'll be honest. I thought this was going to have much heavier legs. I don't know how long the legs of this terrorism scare is. But I thought last night's news would be totally devoted, and it was the first three or four stories. And then, of course, this stupid coverage, everybody going out to the airport, showing the lines of people. I can understand that interviewing one or two people. They interviewed people for 7 or 8 minutes. This is not news. That somebody got inconvenienced, they couldn't take that, they had to drink their baby formula out of the sippy cup. This is not news. I can extrapolate that when I see the bins full of bottles and liquids, and I don't need to. You know, it was very annoying. I had to stand in line for 2 hours. That's not news.
And so, now, you know, they're also saying that you cannot even, after you pass security, you can't buy liquids in the joints there and take that on the airplane with
that
you.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
No, not to me it doesn't. It seems to me what you buy at the food stand obviously isn't exactly ignitable. At least it hasn't been for me. It hasn't been drinkable in many cases.
I think it's a plot by the airlines to sell more liquor on board.
And I know the cosmetic people made the recommendation that all these cosmetics be confiscated. And they have been confiscated. Millions of dollars of cosmetics were thrown away.
It's good for the economy.
Yesterday. Yeah. And some of that stuff, you know, has got to go to a landfill that takes dangerous materials.
It's toxic materials, that's what they're going to call them.
So all of a sudden, you've got all kinds of implications for this particular confrontation. And your comment yesterday, Will, about Mr. Lieberman benefiting, did you see his comments? His comments were outrageous. He talked about Mr. Lamont and how the terrorists must be comfortable when they hear somebody like him saying we should get out of Iraq. Unbelievable. So Joe Lieberman simply should re-register as a Republican.
I totally agree.
And let
McCain
that be.
McCain Lieberman, 08. Let him run under McCain. Yeah. There you go.
Let that be his fate.
Yeah.
Let that happen to him. And Mr. Bush, of course, his comments were somewhat restrained, but focused, because he knows that he doesn't have to say anything. Cheney and the rest of the crowd continued their pronouncement.
Bush did say something yesterday, though. He said it's a mistake to think that people aren't out to get us. Well, no one thinks that. It's a mistake to think that, and he's obviously saying that Democrats are responsible for that thought. Nobody thinks that. Nobody thinks that we're safe. If he wouldn't stop diverting all of our money, $600 billion to Iraq, which had nothing to do with it, if he wasn't diverting all of our money to his rich buddies, maybe we could afford to implement some new technology to look at everything coming in on our ports.
Well, they have arrested about 24 or so people in the UK, And apparently in Pakistan there have been some arrests, and those people all have a commonality among them. There were people who came in to the UK on that British passport or that British permission, and they have since decided to stay, and they've become a part of the regular. But they're all allegedly people of a Muslim faith. And that obviously means you're going to generate the same reaction to anyone else who's a Muslim faith for lots of people throughout the planet, throughout the world, and in particular throughout the United States. And so we are slowly but surely encircling ourselves and continuously encircling ourselves until we're not going to be in a position to talk to anybody. And I do believe that it is important for us to understand other people, particularly those we suspect of being enemies. Otherwise, we'll never know in life how to deal with them, and nor will they know how to deal with us, short of the destruction that is currently going on in some places.
We have some callers, and of course we're taking your calls here on 960 The Quake, and our phone number is 866-960-5753. What do you think of yesterday? What was it? What do you think of... who was it that said about Ned Lamont? Tony Snow said that a vote for Ned Lamont is a vote for another 911. That's what Tony Snow said. Dane in Santa Rosa, welcome. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake.
Hi, how you doing?
Thanks for joining us, man. What's up?
Well, yeah, I was just curious. It seems like to me that given the range of potential things that can happen in life, that I'm always surprised that the Democrats don't seem to be out front on these issues. We could anticipate another attack of some sort, so why is it that Democrats appear, at least from the news reports that I see, to be, you know, hanging behind and waiting for the Republicans to come out and set the agenda? Why don't they have their own talking points so when something happens they can jump right out there and set the agenda? I'm just curious what you folks think.
Good recommendation and a very accurate observation. Democrats tend not to be people who want to assert that certain bad people exist out there in the world and that you ought to elect me because I'm going to protect you from the bad people. Democrats seem to prefer to worry about your health and to take care of that. They worry about your housing, to take care of that, your shelter. They worry about your education. They worry about your job. They worry about the salary you're to receive. They worry about whether or not you are harassed on your job. They worry about whether or not you have access if you are somewhat handicapped and challenged. Republicans don't worry too much about those things, at least
because
those who hold public office. That's right. They have to, therefore, divert your attention to something that creates a fear, and that fear in you will cause you to say, let me deal with my fear first before I deal with food. Democrats deal with food. The Republicans tend to deal with fear.
I like that. It's the carrot and the stick. The Democrats got the carrot. You are keeping it real with Will and Willie. Excuse me, of course, we're taking your calls at 866-960-5753. Joining us in the next segment will be State Senator Don Parada. He'll be here keeping it real. But right now we have Ellen Hyatt in the newsroom with all the latest headlines on 960 The Quake.
All right, Will, thank you. And starting off with traffic, getting to that Bay Bridge toll plaza this morning, just a minor backup, but we've got reports of a new accident near the Fremont Street exit with traffic slowing down from Treasure Island. Westbound 80 at El Portel in Richmond, a two-car crash in the lanes earlier. That's been moved to the shoulder, but there are some slowdowns just before it. Bay Area weather, morning coastal fog, that's going to clear by the middle of the day at the latest. Farthest inland temperatures today expected in the low 90s, and by the water temperatures in the 60s and 70s. And a nice weekend ahead. And here's what's making headlines around the world and here in the Bay Area. The first National Guard troops are now at SFO. More More expected later today. 300 members of the California National Guard are being deployed to SFO, Oakland International, and LAX to help with baggage screening and increase security. The government telling airline passengers it is safe to fly, but a top White House counterterrorism official concedes there's concern that not all the players in the alleged airline bomb plot have been rounded up yet. And Britain says it's very grateful to Pakistan for its role in foiling the suspected plot to bomb passenger planes heading to the U.S. Agents in Pakistan arrested at least seven people, including two British nationals. Pakistan says the Britons provided information that about the alleged plot. That's what's happening, and now it's more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station 960 The Quake.
When you sign up for Comcast High-Speed Internet, you can do more for free in a secure online environment. You get instant access to free features like The Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to seven personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You'll receive over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST. That's 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
From Consumer Reports, polishing your score. I'm Ernie Sprantz. Even if you're in no particular financial difficulty, insurance credit scoring might raise your auto insurance premium. Here are some steps you can take to polish your score to help get a lower premium when you apply for an auto insurance policy. First, monitor your credit reports for accuracy. You have the right to a free report from each of the three credit bureaus once a year. Go online to annualcreditreport.com. Avoid department store credit cards, credit provided by stores to help move big ticket items, credit accounts at your local tire dealer, auto parts store, or service station, and finance company credit. Scoring models prefer oil company credit cards and national bank cards like American Express, Discover, MasterCard, and Visa. Just be sure to keep balances in check. Maintaining any balance can count against you, but the higher the balance, the more points you lose on your score. Try not to add to your credit. Scoring systems frown upon frequent new credit and penalize you for the number of inquiries related to the search and application process. Pay your bills on time. This is another money management given that'll prevent score penalties. And be aware, each auto insurer calculates scores differently. There's no way of knowing how your score will impact your premium. So get quotes from several insurers. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
960 The Quake, on the air and online, from the Richmond to Hunters Point and all the neighborhoods of the Bay Area. Progressive talk for people just like us. 960 The Quake.
Good morning on this Friday, August 11th at 7:22 a.m. We are Keeping It Real, as are you, with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown, and we're here at Hotel Vitale, and I just received my normal shot of crude oil in order to be able to function, and you are welcome to join us here for coffee, or you can call us at 866-960-5753.
And somebody has called us right now. He's on the air with us.
Who is that?
Why, it is Senate Pro Tem President Don Parada. Mr. Parada, are you there, sir?
Good morning. I am here.
Good morning, and thanks for keeping it real with Will and Willie. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hello, Don.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
How are you?
We're surviving.
I saw two of your surrogates last night, Ron Cowan and the good friend Takata. What's his name?
Oh, Phil Tagami.
Phil Tagami.
Oh, hanging out with good company.
Oh, great company. And they picked up the tab, which made it good. You are on a roll. I saw a press release where you put together a coordinated campaign around several issues. What is that campaign, and what are those issues, Mr. President?
They're propositions 1 through E. Oh, no. Say what?
No, we're good.
You're good.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't see that far. I can't tell. it's the propositions 1A through 1E, and they are the infrastructure bonds that the legislature and the governor agreed upon earlier this year, $38 billion investment in transportation, transit, housing, education, and the levies. And we felt that it would be important to campaign the way we legislated, and that is in a bipartisan manner, and where we took everything as a component to the whole. And so a united campaign will be putting to the voters that this is a package, this makes sense, this is how your money's going to be spent, and then we'll ask for a yes vote.
What will be the voting requirements on this package?
Civil majority, but each one separately. So all five become the package, but every vote must be done individually.
And when you say a united campaign, do you mean that the co-chairs, so to speak, would be a Republican, a Democrat?
Yeah, well, we
have executive branch.
The honorary co-chairs are the four leaders and the governor. And the campaign itself has consultants who are both Democrats and Republicans. So it's really bipartisan from the top to the bottom.
And is the campaign moving around to all of the various units of the press, in particular the editorial boards, pushing these items?
Yeah, it will. All of those bases will be touched. The key and the most important part and the most vexing part is we have to campaign really in six regions, because as much as it's nice to say this is good for California, if you live in the Inland Empire, the Bay Area, you practically want to know, how's this going to affect me? What's it going to do for my life, my commute, the schools in my area, the University of California, Berkeley, as opposed to UCLA? So we can have a general campaign theme, which we do, but we really need to get into the regions and give people reasons why they should be voting for this.
Our guest is President Pro Tem Don Parada from the seventh largest economy in the world, or sixth largest. He's third in succession to the governor, and he joins us here in Keep It Real on 960 The Quick.
Don, tell me, you said the United Campaign, the four legislative leaders, that's you,
the Speaker and the two Republican leaders, Dick Akerman in the Senate and George Plesha in the Assembly.
And then the Governor.
And then the Governor.
Isn't that going to create a little bit of an awkward problem for you in view of there's a statewide campaign going on?
Well, to replace him?
Yeah. We had people throughout, as we were trying to put this deal together, were telling us, you're going to make the governor look good if you succeed. But our argument was, we weren't sent up here to be a stalking horse for anybody. Get it on the ballot. Voters can decide if this means Schwarzenegger deserves another term, or it's just we expect him to do his job and he did, and let's look at the other things. But there's an enormous amount of pressure and blowback from some quarters. However, having said that, all of us know that this governor has done a very fine job this year co-opting most of his enemies that he made last year. And we all know that are in this business, they're very short-term memory is sort of a condition of approval here.
What will can't you get Phil Angelides to endorse this package?
Phil's we went one better. Phil endorsed the campaign, the bonds early on. We asked him if he would be join us in campaigning on non-campaign or days when they weren't going to be going at each other. And they're still thinking about that, because one of the things that we had committed early on is that we would go as five leaders into areas like San Francisco, where we would join Mayor Newsom and talk about the 4,500 units of affordable housing that San Francisco is eligible for under 1C. And then we go to San Diego, I mean, in L.A. with Villaraigosa. Now, you know, this extends the problem. As you can see, as we begin to go through areas like that, it could be really problematic. We'll probably end up in places like Redding and Firebaugh and Avenal.
Are there any Porterville?
Porterville's a metropolis now. No?
Will Durst wondered aloud whether or not there are any polls that show the trend in any of these respective measures.
Yeah, the field poll had come out and caused some consternation, but the field poll is notoriously misleading only because of the way that they sample. You know, they call less than 400 voters and then they just ask questions really based upon things that most pollsters are not looking for. Our polls and the polls of all of our, you know, you can get a poll easier than you can get a fix in the Tenderloin. I mean, this is, you know.
How about saying in Oakland? Why do you have to drop the
fix? No. I don't represent San Francisco.
It represents Oakland. So what are the polls? What is it, 60-40 against right now?
No. We're running strong. The strongest is transportation. 1A and 1B are over 60%.
Oh, really?
Yeah. People have figured out they want their gas tax dollars to go to transportation.
Hello. We voted on it once already, Proposition 42.
Yeah. And they figured, you know, they remember things like that.
Who's going to spend money against this?
We have, fortunately, no organized opposition.
Uh-huh.
And I believe, candidly, our bigger problems today are in voters are still kind of say they have an irritated throat all the time, scratchy. In some parts of this state, that being anything is suspect. The bigger problem, I think, is the sheer weight of the money. $38 billion may sound like very little to those of us who have no responsibility for raising it. But when you say you're going to put $20 billion in to transportation, I think they're going to say, where are you going to put it? How's it going to work? And that's really the opposition, is getting over the inertia that has been here. We haven't done this in 40, 50 years, so we're a little out of practice.
What's the story up there with reference to some of the measures that were rejected last time around? I speak specifically of redistricting and of the whole business surrounding term limits, which I'm still angry about.
And responsible for.
Well, lots of us are angry on your behalf. Redistricting is something that the political pundits and editorial writers really feel is at the heart of whatever they feel is going wrong with the country and the state. The practical fact is redistricting has always been, and in fact has been recognized by the highest courts, as a responsibility of the legislature. In fact, incumbency is a factor that can be used to who's going to fight for their district better than the incumbent? And so when you're drawing lines, you really are doing so in order to protect the people that have representation and would like to have it continued. But there is this constant drum roll, you know, we've got to give it to the retired judges as if there was some special knowledge and talent there.
Judges have a certain amount of talent.
You know, there is some talent, but, you know, I've argued if you want to do something like that, why don't you go to academia? Why don't you go to somebody that's that deals with you know, population trends? In any event, we're back talking about it again. The voters have rejected it five times in the last two decades. There are those that feel if you keep putting it out there, you're bound to get it right. On term limits, we have put together a very hasty committee that has to report back to the legislature Monday, and it's meeting for the first time today. Some people might get the impression that that's desperate. But it's not. There are others that think it's self-indulgent. But there are people, frankly, who are termed out, who believe that we've done so well this year, and the public is beginning to think that maybe we understand the job, that we should go back and ask them for more.
We're not sure about that. Senator Don Perrotta, we're going to get out of here. President Pro Tem of the Senate, third in line for the governor in the sixth largest economy in the world. He's a regular here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Good talking with you. Thanks.
All right. Coming up, we're taking your comments. So there's a massive anti-war protest in San Francisco this Saturday, August 8th. Oh, no, that's last Saturday. Oh, that was Tuesday. Anyhow, there's another one coming up tomorrow in Justin Herman Plaza. And, of course, it's going to be about Lebanon, Hezbollah, Israel. And we'll be taking your calls on that issue at 866-960-5753 here on 960 The Quake.
And thank you. This is Ellen Hyatt filling in for John Scott this morning. And this report is brought to you by Flex Your Power, checking traffic conditions around the Bay Area. Upper deck at the Bay Bridge starting to stack up. Those metering lights have been turned on. Traffic is building, approaching the Toll Plaza. And we had an earlier four-car crash near Fremont Street that has just been cleared. So there is a backup across the bridge from the incline. Highway 4 all clogged up in the westbound direction. And you're slow this morning between downtown Antioch and L Street to Loveridge Road in Pittsburgh. Bay Area weather, beautiful day expected, and a great weekend ahead. Slightly cooler inland, which is good news, and sunny by the water after that usual pattern of morning fog clears. And now some news. The First National Guard troops are at SFO right now, and more are expected later today. Some 300 members of the California National Guard deployed to SFO, Oakland International, as well as LAX to help with baggage screening and the increased security. British officials publicly identifying 19 of the 24 suspects arrested so far in the plot to blow up 10 U.S.-bound commercial planes. And Pakistan getting most of the credit for alerting British and American officials to the terror plot. The Bay Area Muslim community banding together just after the lunch hour today. Muslim groups are holding a prayer session. They're having a march and a rally at the Civic Center to protest recent violence between Israel and Hezbollah. If you want to save money, energy, and the environment, but buy energy-efficient light bulbs that use up to 75% less electricity, and to cut summer cooling costs, install Energy Star qualified cooling systems. For rebate details, visit flexyourpower.org. And thanks for flexing your power. Check real-time local traffic anytime by visiting quakeradio.com. In just a moment, it's more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services. All for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo, your goals, our mission.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Across the bay like the winds of change. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake. It's a lovely, well, it's about to become a lovely Friday morning, August 11th here, 7:39 in the morning. My name is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And do you realize this is like, the what, 7 months and...
3 weeks.
Is it 3 weeks or 2 weeks?
I don't know.
7 months and 2 weeks.
The 32nd.
This is the 11th, so seven months and 2 weeks of doing this, like 3 hours a day. You count the number of times that you've said, this is Will Durst,
yes.
Willie Brown.
I don't know.
And we're right here on 960 The Quake. The telephone number? We said it often enough so we now even know the telephone number.
Yeah, I can say it in my sleep now.
Yes, 866-960-5753.
Yeah, we're taking your calls.
I'm even down to doing the commercials in my sleep. And when that really begins to be a problem, you speak up in your sleep, and we take telephone calls, and we get people calling on serious subject matters other than those that we play with. And somebody is seriously calling us.
Right. And on the line right now, we have Yitzhak Santis. He's here in San Francisco. He's from the Jewish Community Relations Council right here on Stewart Street. Mr. Santis, are you with us?
I am. Good morning.
Thank you for joining us here.
Hello, neighbor.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. You're right around the corner from Hotel Vitale.
We are.
Yes.
Now, there's a big rally going on. Do you have any idea what this is about?
Well, we're deeply concerned. This rally is being billed as an anti-war rally. The organizers, the principal organizers, is an organization called International Answer. At previous rallies that International Answer has organized, the message has been anything but anti-war. Rally leaders making chants that included support for Hezbollah and for Hamas. There was at the International Answers rally on July 13th. Rather, that was organized by Al Auda, but International Answer was there and was there in large numbers with all their signs and speakers. There was a breakaway group. There's a number of over 100 people chanting in Arabic. The translation was, Palestine is our land and the Jews are our dogs.
That wasn't the whole body of the group. That was just a splinter group, right?
Well, it was a mob. I mean, it was about 100 people. They were chanting this. They were chanting in place at the rally, also in Arabic. Palestine Arabia, which means Palestine is Arab, and a total rejection of any kind of peace with Israel. They only want to have peace without Israel. And that the message that this rally most likely is going to bring tomorrow is one of utter rejection of peace with Israel, support for Hezbollah, support for Hamas. And we're deeply concerned that in the streets of San Francisco, there are any number of people that feel comfortable and unashamed that they can march down the street chanting that Jews are dogs.
Well, thank you, Yitzhak, for stating your case. Can you stay on with us? We're going to have Maza Majidi on with us. He is from ANSWR, who is sponsoring the rally tomorrow, which is happening in Civic Center, I believe, at 11 a.m. Mr. Majidi, are you on with us?
Yes, I'm here. That is correct. It is 11 a.m. at the Civic Center, and we will start marching at 12:30, and we will come back to the Civic Center after the march.
Did you hear the caller who just indicated that some of the shouts at these rallies are clearly incendiary in terms of their comments about Jews?
Well, I mean, I don't speak Arabic, so I can't comment on that. But what I will say is that the chants at the ANSWR the rallies previously, and as well as the one coming up tomorrow, it focused on the aggression of Israel, the state of Israel, against the people of Palestine and against the people of Lebanon. I mean, right now, we are into a month of relentless bombing of Lebanon, predominantly the civilian population. I mean, the number of deaths has topped 1,000. Over 900 of those are civilian. Many, many of them are children.
Hasn't there been an equal percentage of people who are in Israel the victim of Hezbollah's missiles?
The percentage is nearly 1 to 10. The number of Israelis that have been killed as a result have been primarily soldiers, and there have been also victims of the missiles. But the aggressor in this case, obviously, is Israel, that is trying to reoccupy Lebanon. So our message is not, and has never been, one of anti-Semitism or of anything of the sort. Our message is against the real aggressor in this case, which is Israel, which is occupying, you know, Palestine, which is reoccupying Lebanon, and which is really extending the violence to a level that is entirely unacceptable, looking at the human cost.
Thank you, Mr. Majidi. Mr. Santos, what do you have to say to that?
You know, I can barely hear what he was saying. If you can repeat some of the main points, and then I'm glad to respond.
Well, he was saying that 1,000 people were speaking with Yitzhak Santos, who's from the Jewish Community Relations Council here in San Francisco. And on the other line, we have Maza Majidi from ANSWR. And Mr. Majidi was saying that over 1,000 people have been killed by Israeli missiles, whereas only a tenth of that has been killed by Hezbollah missiles. And
he said most of the people who have been killed by Israeli missiles are civilians, and that most of the people killed by Hezbollah missiles have been soldiers.
Yeah, let's remember.
And he said Israel is the aggressor.
Let's remember that this whole conflict in Lebanon began with Hezbollah attacked Israel, violated an internationally recognized border, killed 8 soldiers, kidnapped 2, and simultaneously launched rocket attacks against 7 Israeli cities and towns in northern Israel. Hezbollah, I mean, the timing of this whole matter was just at the beginning of the G8. It happened the day before the G8 was supposed to meet and discuss specifically the Iranian nuclear issue. And Hezbollah is an arm of Iranian foreign policy. The aggressor here is clearly Hezbollah with its Iranian masters. And in terms of the civilian population, Israel is not deliberately targeting civilians. The problem is that Israel is not deliberately targeting civilians. It's Hezbollah that is deliberately using civilians as human shields. There's numerous photographs, as well as videos that's available and that's been seen by millions of people around the world, where rockets are being launched from within villages in Lebanon. Rockets are being launched against Israel from next to apartment complexes. I mean, Hezbollah has been functioning as a state within a state against the will of the Lebanese people for the past 6 years. Israel left Lebanon It was ratified and recognized by the United Nations Security Council.
Mr. Santos, thank you. Mr. Majidi, quickly, one comment on that, and then in the next segment we're going to take your calls. So, Mr. Majidi, what do you have to say to Mr.
Santos? Well, I think the destruction of the Lebanese civilian infrastructure and the killing of the civilians are deliberate. We're not talking about 5 or 10 or 15. And we're looking at something like 70 bridges destroyed. We're looking at roads destroyed. We're looking at an environmental catastrophe as a result of the oil facilities and the port that was destroyed by Israel, which has caused a huge oil slick. We're not looking at an accidental thing. And as far as who started the aggression, again, we have to look at the occupations by Israel of Palestine, of Lebanon in the past, of part of Lebanon that continues
in the past,
it continues to occupy part of Lebanon right now.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you both.
Well, thank you.
I would like to get both of you in the studio with us sometime, and so we can have a longer segment. But we're going to be taking your calls coming up. Is the burst of durst, and then your calls here at 866-960-5753. And now, back to Ellen Hyatt for more news headlines on 960 The Quick.
All right, well, thank you. Starting off with traffic around the Bay Area, we've got some slowdowns getting to the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. They turned those metering lights on. And traffic building up quite a bit at the toll plaza. We had an earlier four-car crash at the Fremont Street exit. Stop-and-go conditions across the span into San Francisco. The backup for the metering lights from the 880 overcrossing right now. Bay Area weather, a beautiful day and a great weekend ahead. Slightly cooler temperatures expected inland, which is good news. Sunny all weekend long on and off after that usual pattern of morning fog clears. And here's what's making headlines around the world and here in the Bay Area. The National Guard is arriving more every hour now at SFO. They've been in place at LAX since late last night and arriving later today at Oakland International as well. The troops helping with boosted security efforts and the new baggage screening requirements. And San Francisco's Mayor Gavin Newsom and Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean are joining forces today offering support to Democratic gubernatorial candidate Phil Angelides. They're holding a Democratic Party rally on Market Street at one of the union halls there, and this is coming just in time. Apparently, Treasurer Angelides has been having some fundraising troubles, although none of it has been accounted for officially yet, and the official report on how much has been raised for his campaign isn't due out until the beginning of October. That's what's happening, and now it's more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services. For just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Knowledge is power and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve. Or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes?
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD digital radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com to find out more about their specials and their special events. Yesterday's apprehension of 24 alleged terrorists in a possible airline liquid bombing plot has reawakened the country's awareness of its terror alerts program. What a lot of people don't realize is Homeland Security has given local communities the option of individualizing terror alerts designed specifically to the local character of the area. This is a great idea, since we Americans have the attention span of bungee jumping geese, and a color wheel is way too complex for most of us. You know what we need? Some of those transparent bugs featured in the lower right-hand corner of the TV screen. You know, like how the networks use their logos. You know, you see the little peacock, the transparent pea. So here's what I've come up with. So you just show a crossed fork and a knife, which means, got food? Get some. Or maybe the outline of a bed. Rent a porno flick and procreate like mink right now. Or just a frosty beer mug, you know, which means time to start drinking heavily. So you can hand out the glossary along with the icons. A double helix, which means locate a secure laboratory to secrete a sample of your DNA and the off chance that future scientific advances will be able to replicate your family tree. And a pair of lips, which means kiss your butt goodbye. Or a church steeple, which means praying long and hard at this point could not hurt. Or a mushroom cloud, which would mean praying long and hard at this point could not hurt. Or you could have, you know, like a little outline of a broken Washington Monument, which means we are officially leaderless. Time to start partying. Of course, you know, if they had those in place, they would be showing that last one right now. And that's your Burst of Durst for today.
I just knew. I just knew. I knew Bush couldn't get away the whole Burst of Durst segment.
Oh, I didn't mention his name.
I was holding my breath.
I did not say his name.
No, you didn't have to. The minute you said that the broken icon, the broken monument in Washington represents the absence of leadership, that instantly meant the cowboy from Crawford is on the phone.
No, but we have Violet in Oakland. She's on the phone, and she wants to comment on liquid explosives. Violet,
yes.
You're keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay. I want to know, how dumb are we? Okay, the cocktail that they're boring from the liquid substances that they are boring buying from the planes,
yes,
how will we take them all off of the public market? Can't they be used at a ball game or some other place besides on an airplane? Are we that stupid that we can't know that this is a game that they're playing with us? I haven't been excited about it at all, but I am angry about it.
Well, yes, we are that stupid. So let's start with that one. The assumption being that they can't show up. You know, Black Sunday, many years ago, there was a movie called Black Sunday.
And I remember that. The
yes.
And the Super Bowl.
And the Super Bowl. And that movie, you know, ran and played. And people said, oh, there's a threat. I have tickets for tonight's ball game. I'm going to use my tickets for tonight's ball game. I'm going to drink. That's the only thing you can do at a 49er game. And to take that away would be...
Excuse me, Mr. Brown, can we check your person for liquids? We got one more call. We got time to... Paul, you got 30 seconds in Santa Rosa. What? Keep it real. 960 The Quake. Thanks.
Hi, this is Paul from Santa Rosa, one of your regular listeners. I'm following up on what Will was saying. I think this is a opportunity right now for the Democrats to come out with a clear, coherent message that the Iraq war is harming us in dealing with these terrorist kind of situations. And I think
you're right, Paul. We gotta go to the top of the hour. We got news coming up. Michael Isikoff, Newsweek's chief investigative reporter. Ellen Hyatt, CNN, 960 The Quake.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Are you down yet?
Fly. CNN's Dick Giuliano reports U.S. officials are assuring people that airline travel is safe.
The president's Homeland Security Advisor, Fran Townsend, acknowledges new airport security procedures are inconvenient, but she says travelers should take comfort from the steps being taken. All liquids, gels, and lotions are banned from carry-on. Townsend offers hope the added security will become less and less bothersome.
We're going to look to adapt our screening procedures to address the threat, but to reduce over time as much inconvenience as we possibly can while remaining effective.
It is not clear how long the new restrictions will remain in effect. Dick Giuliano, CNN, Washington.
The British government says the Bank of England has frozen the funds of 19 terror suspects arrested in connection with the alleged plot to bomb commercial airliners. At least 24 people were taken into custody in the investigation. The Associated Press reports Hezbollah claims that it destroyed an Israeli gunboat off the coast of Tyre with a crew of 12. No comment from the Israeli military. Hopes are rising at the United Nations that everyone's close to agreeing to a resolution to stop the fighting in the Middle East. CNN's Gary Baumgarten reports live from New York and tells us the U.S. Secretary of State is there to try to move things along.
Jim, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met this morning with U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan in an attempt to complete by the end of the day the groundwork needed to offer a resolution to end the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. Diplomats are saying that they believe that there will be a new draft, perhaps even in the next 2 or 3 hours, but the French ambassador cautions that even though there likely will be a new text today, that does not guarantee a vote. Reporting live, Gary Baumgarten, CNN, New York.
An earthquake has swayed skyscrapers in Mexico City. First word is that some buildings have been evacuated. It has an initial measurement of 5.9 on the Richter scale. No word yet on possible damage or injuries. The quake centered about 125 miles southwest of Mexico City. This is CNN Radio.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco.
960 The Quake.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Corporations.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
And good morning. I'm Ellen Hyatt filling in for John Scott and checking the roadways. This report brought to you by Amtrak. We've got some pretty sizable backups on the upper deck at the Bay Bridge. It didn't take much. Had a four-car crash. It's all cleared, though. This was at the Fremont Street exit, and traffic solidly backed up on the bridge itself. The metering lights are on. You've got a backup from the Oakland Army Base to the Toll Plaza. You also got lots of company getting off the upper deck on the San Francisco Skyway. Reports of an earlier stall at the 80-101 split. Apparently, that's still slow on that portion of the San Francisco Skyway getting to the lower deck. And eastbound, or actually westbound Highway 4, you're backing up in Antioch between Contra Loma Boulevard and the Pittsburgh area and Loveridge Road. Day trips to Yosemite have never been easier on Amtrak San Joaquin's. Go from San Francisco to Yosemite for as low as $39. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL or visit Amtrak.com. Amtrak, California, it's Yosemite made simple. And check real-time local traffic anytime by visiting QuakeRadio.com. And now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station 960 The Quake.
From down on the corner, keeping it real with Will and Willie, we are at the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission, straight in the shadow of the Bay Bridge, that payon to the working man's bridge. The Golden Gate Bridge, of course, is the hoity-toity bridge, and it's beautiful, yes, but that Bay Bridge is the one that, it's the pulse, it's the artery that keeps the Bay Area moving. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown, and did you notice this morning that in the national news, they are counting the fact that the Golden Gate Bridge is the most attractive site in the world.
Most on which to jump, man-made object as well.
And on which to jump from if you're decided to.
I just thought,
a casual mention.
Destination. To commit suicide. Oh, man.
And that the board of directors are dealing with an age-old issue. How do you keep the beauty of the bridge in place while at the same time restraining people and discouraging people from that exit? I'd say what you ought to do is you ought to charge them. Make this a revenue-producing deal. You want to jump, you deposit
$5.
No! Your will must contain a distribution of all of your resources, and we will ensure...
That's the difference between you and me. You think big.
$5 to jump off of my bridge?
No way. No way.
Well, you get, yes.
Although you would have to obviously provide for some subsidy of those people who couldn't afford the regular freight. Although there are not many poor people to jump. It seems to be people.
So we're going to do some pro bono jumping work? Yeah.
This is supposed to be a serious show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Turch.
That's right.
And you're doing pro
bono
jumping.
We're making light.
Yes, we're making light of a serious
show. All because you mentioned the bridge.
Yes.
Had you not mentioned the bridge, my warped mind would never have headed. My mind would have stayed focused on the fact that this is Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. Call us at 866-960-5753.
We are awaiting a call from David Michael Isikoff.
From Newsweek.
Yes. Actually, David, his brother, is going to call us. No, Michael Isikoff, chief investigative reporter from Newsweek magazine, regularly joins us here, this segment, on Friday, every Friday. But it was such a compelling argument between those two guys in the last hour. We had Mr. Santis and Mr. Majidi from opposite ends of the war going on in Lebanon right now.
You know, I've always wanted to ask the question to people who would say that for whatever reason Israel shouldn't be where Israel is and that they're in somebody else's territory. I've always wanted to ask them, just candidly, why don't you just tell the Israelis where they're supposed to be?
Yeah, there's only 6.5 million. Where should they go?
Where should they go? Miami? Where should they go?
Wyoming. Yeah, we'll give them Wyoming.
Oh, is that your recommendation?
Well, it's empty. There's only, 600,000 people in the state.
And we could turn it into a blue state overnight, potentially.
There you go.
It doesn't have that many electoral votes, so that's the only problem.
Well, that would bump it up.
And we're talking about abolishing the Electoral College anyway. So, and that's a subject matter at some point. We've got to really
be serious now in the election.
Yes. Yes.
We do have some feedback. Miriam Cater called us. She emailed us. As a result of your feedback form, what you do is you go to quakeradio.com, you scroll down to the Contact Us button, and she did that, and here's what she said. I'm tired of hearing about Israel. Israel is its own worst enemy, having created Hezbollah with its 20-year occupation of southern Lebanon. In the same way, they also created Hamas when they expelled over 250 Palestinian men to the northern border with Lebanon, where they were stuck between countries for 4.5 years and were taken care of by Hezbollah. You reap what you sow, and Israel has never dealt with any issue other than with violence, and so those who deal with Israel have learned to deal with it in a violent way.
We'd better get somebody on the line from the other side, because that's a pretty pretty damning of Israel, and I think kind of an inaccurate recollection of history. Hezbollah, he said 20 years? 3 years before the 20-year figure, since this is 2006, that would be 1986, didn't Hezbollah blow up some Marines in a barrack?
1983.
Yeah, so 3 years before. So maybe she's off by 3 years in her calculations, but I thought Hezbollah was in existence long before that. Hezbollah is apparently not a nation, it's a militia. It's like a gang within the confines of a legally identified country, a country that has boundaries and borders, and a country that has a governmental structure.
And been fulfilling some of the things that a government should be doing, providing relief, providing food, providing medical services to the people, which is how they encourage such loyalty.
We have organizations of that nature here just in San Francisco, except that they're not a militia. There's nobody over at St. Anthony's that feeds people regularly. Nobody at Glide Foundation that Cecil Williams runs that takes care of people, some 39 of 40 different programs. There's a collection of organizations, Mother Brown's Kitchen out in the Hunters Point Bayview area. There's just a whole series of organizations, the San Francisco Consortium, a clinic consortium that takes care of people, and they don't end up being a militia with some dedicated purpose of a form of violence. And I just don't understand how the UN resolution was not adhered to, and not carried out. The UN resolution...
Well, it's like us. They're cherry-picking resolutions they want to follow. You know, you're talking about Resolution 1559, which said that Hezbollah should disarm. Well, they
didn't. No, should be disarmed. They said the nations of the world should get together and disarm. Instead, you don't end up with 13,000 missiles on pickup trucks.
Unless
where you
someone's
disarm.
Helping you. Yeah.
Particularly since they don't make any missiles.
There must have been a lot of garage sales in Syria.
No question. Yeah. Or some other place, and you know, where they get them. And they clearly are the state of the art because they don't miss. They really are singularly laser-like directed. And so the dialogue that this last person who responded to generate, there got to be some people out there who should contest that.
This
and
is so divisive. It's so divisive. No one's on the fence on this one. Do we have Andy in Oakland? Andy in Oakland, you're joining us here on 960 The Quake.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Listen, I've been listening for a long time, and one of the things I find very interesting is that, particularly those two guys who called in representing both sides, I wouldn't stand with either one of those guys. First of all, they both have an axe to grind. What my interest is to see war stopped, period. Both of those guys are scorekeepers. And they're talking about ratio of 10 to 1 in terms of killing as though one is more acceptable than the other. As far as I'm concerned, none of those things should be happening. I've been knowing Mr. Brown quite a while. In fact, I used to see him in the halls of the state building. I used to kid with him. Hey, here comes the next governor of the state of California.
Oh, I wish you were right.
Don't remember me. But anyway, one thing I have noticed, particularly having listened to him over the radio since he's been on, and that is he's a master strategist, and he's a great negotiator. And one of the things that...
But just a second. You're not about to send me over there. Have me stand between Israel, Palestine, Hamas, Hezbollah. Oh, no, Andy. Oh, no, Andy.
Black Moses.
Let's
holding back the waters of contention.
Andy. You're not going to be able to get on an airplane based on the content of the liquid that's in you at the moment.
Well, it would be a very expensive deal if they did do. I know you'd be on the top rate to get it, but you can do it, though.
I'm flattered that you would so think so, but don't pass that word around, will you? Don't let anybody know.
Because don't plant that suggestion.
With my massive ego, I might be tempted to do it.
Mr. Brown,
but only if they let me,
Rice is on the phone.
Only if they let me take Connie with me.
You'd churn her out in a week.
She'd be my secret weapon.
Somebody's going to do it. If it's not you, if it's not Jimmy Carter, if it's not Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush, somebody's got these people. Got to get these people to just shut up and sit down. And at least have a ceasefire so that the hospitals can get more medicine and people can take people to the hospitals and just get out of the way.
I would guess that if you wanted a meeting tomorrow of the heads, if George Bush flew into Beirut, my guess is that everybody would show up to talk on the Israeli side, Hezbollah, as well as the Lebanese. The Syrians all would be there. They couldn't afford to miss the photo op.
No, they couldn't afford to appear in transit.
And that would be the trigger towards peace.
Our Quake News team is standing by with a special report on our airports. And, of course, we're looking for Michael Isikoff. But we have Ellen Hyatt in the newsroom right now with all the new news here on 960 The Quake.
All right, Will, thank you very much. I'm Ellen Hyatt filling in for John Scott this morning. Bay Area weather, morning coastal fog, that's going to clear by midday at the latest. Farthest inland temperatures expected in the low 90s today, and by the water, 60s and 70s after that morning fog clears. And checking the traffic conditions, we've got some slowdowns at the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. It got clogged up because of an earlier four-car crash that took some time to clear on the San Francisco side of the bridge. It's all cleared up, but the backup remains. Metering lights are on, and you're jammed from the 880 overcrossing to the toll plaza. And here's what's making headlines around the world and here in the Bay Area. A new United Nations panel passing a resolution proposed by Islamic countries condemning Israel for attacking Lebanon. The council ordering the inquiry into alleged abuses. The UN human rights chief had argued that delegates also must weigh offenses by Hezbollah. Ted Kaczynski's personal items are going to go up for auction. Remember that name? A Sacramento federal judge says it's okay to go ahead with the online auction of the Unabomber's items, seized 10 years ago for his trial, including his notorious Montana cabin that was shipped to California. It's also going to go up with books, tools, and clothing, but the judge did put the stop to a number of bomb-making materials to be included in this auction. Mexico City shaken and quaking this morning. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 5.9 hitting southwest of Mexico City. No specific reports of damage or injuries, although the skyscrapers in Mexico City supposedly were seen swaying. That's what's happening, and up in just a moment, it's more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's progressive talk station 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
When you sign up for Comcast High-Speed Internet, you can do more for free in a secure online environment. You get instant access to free features like The Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You'll receive over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Or go to Comcast.com.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes?
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
Visit QuakeRadio.com and download your favorite shows, guests, and features. Updated every day from 960 The Quake.
GIF, it's 8:21 on August 11th here, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake.
All right, and this is Willie Brown.
And I'm Will Durst. And in the studio, we have Ellen Hyatt and Michael Rush.
Good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
So, Michael, you were out at the airport yesterday. I know it was chaos, but tell us your impressions. People weren't that upset. They figured out what was going on, and they adjusted.
That was one of the remarkable things, is how well-behaved and how calm everyone was. I maybe saw a handful of people over the course of 3-4 hours that I was out there in the morning that were visibly upset, and one of those people, they had their wine taken away from them. They had a six-pack of Caymus, so I can understand they would be upset.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yes.
And then it's thrown away.
No, it isn't thrown away.
I bet you it's not. That was not thrown away.
I believe they ended up being able to ship it a different way home. But
so they went back to the desk and were able to wrap it and ship it as checked baggage.
That's a little side trip to the UPS store.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, they're permitting people to do that before they confiscate what you have with you. According to the airport personnel out there, they will allow you the privilege of shipping it.
Did you talk to Fred Lau again?
I did talk to Fred Lau, but he was Oakland Airport.
Right.
I
talked to Ellen was out at Oakland
yesterday. That's right. Yeah.
But I talked to people at the San Francisco Airport
as well.
And yes, and they told me that, yes, you are allowed to ship whatever they will confiscate if you don't ship it.
And gentlemen, you have to remember, they put together these security protocols literally in the matter of a couple of hours
right.
out of the morning rush. So there was a lot of stuff at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning that they were just winging it, you know, saying, no, you can't bring anything on the plane. And then as the day went on, they were able to, you know, say, hey, you know, you can bring it over to the UPS store, go back to the counter and ship it, you know, put it in with your checked baggage.
The officials that I talked to at Oakland were, they got notification at 5 a.m., and as employees were arriving, they were just literally getting trained as they came on the floor to check baggage, and here there was sort of this little checklist sheet that they were given.
No lotions,
no gels, no da da da. You know, medications, yes, but it was a learning process as they were going through it.
For the two of you, doesn't it seem rather odd that if this investigation has been going on for the extensive period that it obviously has been going on, plus the fact that as early as the middle '80s, the business of a liquid type explosive device and the capacity thereof, that the security people would just now be getting around to a series of protocols on dealing with the potential for liquid?
Well, you know, the federal government's at least 10 years behind on a lot of this stuff in many cases, and there are reports that they actually got word about this specific attack possibly as, you know, maybe even weeks ago, but through the federal bureaucracies, they had to check out everything themselves. It took a lot of time before the word trickled down to the rest of us.
Well, I'm sure if it was an ongoing investigation, they wanted to wait till the very last minute to see how far up the pipeline they could go, because they had an informant. They had somebody who had infiltrated the cell, apparently. Because all this is rumors. Now, in Oakland, wasn't it true, Ellen, while you were there, they were compounded by the fact that they had a power outage?
They had three.
What
they got
the
hit.
Odds?
It was crazy. They still don't know what caused it. It was something related to the Port of Oakland. And they had a backup generator, so the computers were working. Most of the lights were on in the airport. But some of the carousels, the luggage carousels, weren't working. And then the big zinger was that the X-ray machines were not hooked up to that backup generator. So they had to start for a little over an hour. It was really like 2 hours. They were checking all bags manually, and you could watch the lines grow by double every 15 minutes or so. All of a sudden, both terminals were completely packed with lines out the door to the other terminal. It got zany there for about 2 hours.
And I'm told by somebody over at the Oakland Airport that the concessionaires ran out of merchandise. That they were not
they
stocked
really?
For that
yeah.
volume.
Yeah.
They were
right.
not stocked. You know, if you're selling 18 hot dogs an hour and you're going to be open for 10 hours, that's
right.
180 hot dogs. So you add 20 or 30 more, just
Yeah.
No. They sold like 40 hot dogs every hour.
You know, at the Southwest counter, it was unbelievable. That terminal, which is always busier, that's Terminal 1. And because the Midwest, you know, they had in the South, they had those thunderstorms, the domestic flights were all backed up. And so there were literally thousands of people for hours in line trying to get onto their flights. It was not good. It was not good. It took a long time for folks to get through, and a lot of folks missed their flights yesterday.
I'm wondering how long it's going to take to taper off to come to a sense of semi-normality.
Well, out at SFO, it was remarkable of how they dealt with it. It was completely different than what went on over in Oakland. The initial rush, because of where I was at, I was in Terminal 3, which houses United and American Airlines. Well, American has a tremendous amount of flights between 5:30 and 8 o'clock, so they're moving a couple of 10,000-12,000 people out of Terminal 3 in the morning hours. Once that initial rush was over for American, and obviously United has a tremendous amount of flights throughout the day out of SFO because it's one of their hubs, they opened up another security checkpoint underneath in the baggage claim area, and they were just moving people around like they knew exactly what to do out at SFO. So by 9:30, everything had dissipated. It was like, where did everybody go? And everyone was at their gates, and by then, the flights themselves were delayed because of weather-related problems and security issues elsewhere. But I think that SFO is a little more adept at handling something like this than perhaps Oakland.
I think they're used to bigger crowds. We're speaking with Michael Rush and Ellen Hyatt in our newsroom.
And let me say, Michael, you got to factor in the fact that Oakland's airport is under construction.
That's right. There's a lot of construction going on there. Yeah.
San Francisco's airport is virtually finished in terms of construction, and in my time, we created the capacity of the international terminal that really relieves.
Which only took 20 years.
Well, it didn't take me 20 years. It took everybody else 20 years. And we also have BART to the airport, which is an additional point reliever, and we have the people mover. So you have an airport that is virtually complete as a functional operation versus an airport in Oakland that is a work in progress.
Well, that was one of the interesting points yesterday, is that they were literally running out of super shuttles and taxi cabs trying to get to the airport because so many people needed to get there early. You know, they would get there early. Well, some people missed their flights because they couldn't get a cab or a super shuttle yesterday.
Another interesting point is Violet from Oakland called in earlier today and said, this is ridiculous. We're taking liquids away from people trying to get on an airplane. But what about the BART train that they're taking out to get to the airport? What about the 60,000 people who are going to be at Monster Park tonight for the Niner game? You know, they're not confiscating those liquids. You know, it's so picayune. It's so isolated. All it's meant is a sop for the air traveler. It's just to give them something to hang on to.
No, Will, you got to treat it more seriously than that. The potential for the damage from a small bomb, which is all you could make from this kind of liquid way, you can only do damage in the immediate area where you are. If you're on an airplane, that could sink the whole airplane.
That's
but if you were in a stadium, that would just disrupt Paul Wells from his beer.
Michael Rush, Ellen Hyatt, thank you so much for joining us, guys. And, of course, you will be keeping us updated on anything that happens from the newsroom all day here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. We're going to go to some news, and we'll be coming back with your calls at 866-960-5753. You know that number. It's 866-560. I don't know the number. 960-5753. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960. Michael Isikoff is joining us in the next segment here on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Will. Checking Bay Area roadways first here, and this report is brought to you by Mattress Discounters. We got some slowdowns getting to that upper deck at the Bay Bridge, starting early this morning with a four-car crash on the San Francisco side of the span, and so you've got solid backups getting to the toll plaza from the 880 overcrossing and then on the bridge itself into San Francisco. Westbound 80 now just reports of a motorcycle that stalled in the left lane as you're getting just after the toll plaza, approaching the incline, and lower deck of the Bay Bridge. It didn't take much there either. The approach to it all backed up on the San Francisco Skyway because of an earlier stall on the bridge itself. Bay Area weather, a beautiful day. Got a great weekend ahead. Slightly cooler temperatures inland and sunny by the water after that usual pattern of morning fog clears. And now we're going to do a little news.
First National Guard troops arriving at SFO. More expected later today as well. They're supposed to be at Oakland International as well. They've already been deployed to LAX. Some 300 members of the California National Guard deployed to all three airports to help with screening and increased security. The city of San Francisco is being sued by 18 of its police officers. They were suspended for taking part in a video that mocked life on the force. Their suit alleges racial bias, alleging and contending that four Asian American officers who participated in that video were not disciplined. Those suing include black, Hispanic, and white officers, both men and women. Going to Mattress Discounters today during their pillow top sale, and you can get a Simmons pillow top for only $588. You'll also find other select Simmons and Sealy pillow tops on sale, plus sleep free for a year on approved credit. Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep for less. Check real-time local traffic anytime by visiting Quake Radio, and in just a minute, it's more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
People out there with a cell phone, yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Yes! Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Knowledge is power and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
The Dog Walker.
If you love your dog, you have to see this movie.
You have to see this movie.
It's got drama, it's got humor, amazing performances, it's got everything.
Two paws up. This is a great indie flick.
The Dog Walker. Now playing in a limited Bay Area run. Check your local listings or go to www.thedogwalkerfilm.com.
It's like a date movie for dog owners.
No pirates, no car crashes. Go see The Dog Walker.
The following is a public service message from the American College of Emergency Physicians and the Consumer Federation of America.
These days, some people feel more secure having a gun in their home. But research shows that guns in the home are much more likely to be used to kill or injure a family member than to shoot an attacker. I'm Dr. Lori Weichenthal, and I treat gunshot wound victims. For the safety of your family, don't have a gun in your home. And if you have a gun, please keep it unloaded and locked up and store the ammunition separately.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD Digital Radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD Radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
Quake, the home of Will Durst and Willie Brown. 960 The Quake.
Beating with a progressive heart from the left ventricle of the Bay Area, we are keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Thanks for joining us on this Friday morning at 8:36 a.m. on August 11th. And I am Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And on the line with us from Washington, D.C. to discuss the political impact of 24 alleged terrorists being apprehended, Michael Isikoff, chief investigative reporter for Newsweek magazine. Thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, good to be with you. Sorry, I had to do a little work there.
Buddy, we all have to work. It's totally understandable.
Yeah,
I
do have this day job, you know.
Michael, Joe Lieberman seems to be riding a high, and it all seems to be connected with not his defeat in the primary, but rather the capture of some 24 people for an alleged plot involving airplanes. What in the name of heavens is all that about?
Well, look, I mean, there are two things to say, there's a number of things to say. Number one is, on its face, you have to take this seriously. I mean, there are bad guys out there who are trying to blow innocent people up on airliners. They did it before in 9/11. There's no reason to think they're not still trying to do it, and this is good evidence that they still are. Now, who are they? That's, part of the rub, because we've been fighting a war against Al-Qaeda. These people, while are British Muslims of Pakistani descent, although not all, some were converts, did have connections in Pakistan. No clear definitive conclusion yet on whether this was something ordered or instructed or assisted by Al-Qaeda per se, or whether, as has been happened so many other times since 9/11, these are homegrown sympathizers.
Wannabes.
Wannabes, and that's, in some ways a lot more alarming. You can fight a war against a defined enemy when you can define it, but when the enemy metastasizes the way Al-Qaeda has into and you get these homegrown threats all over, that is a much more difficult enemy to fight.
Well, it doesn't help when the Republicans are hurling charges at the Democrats. We already had Mark Kennedy, who's running for the Senate in Minnesota, say that Joe Lieberman is a man who can keep us. He actually came out and endorsed Lieberman over the Republican candidate. He's a Republican running for Senate in Minnesota.
Right.
You got Tony Snow saying
Cheney in that extraordinary conference call the other night on Wednesday night. Now, Cheney knew what was coming down. The White House knew about this, the British plot, for at least a week before the announcement this week. And Cheney certainly knew. And to sort of use the Lieberman defeat as a way to make a point about the war on terror, I thought was pretty extraordinary. I'll tell you, in my own experience, yesterday I was on Hardball. Just before me, Matthews was interviewing Michael Chertoff, the Homeland Security Secretary, and at one point Chertoff says that you have to believe in his heart of hearts, Bin Laden believes we're going to cut and run. Now, cut and run, that is the Karl Rove mantra for this election. He said it first in that speech in New Hampshire right after he got cleared by Fat Patrick Fitzgerald, came out swinging, started talking about John Murtha and John Kerry being cut and run Democrats. It's been, pounded away. They've used that week after week, Ken Melman has at the RNC, about the cut and run Democrats. And then to hear Chertoff, who is theoretically non-political and has this non-political job as the guy in charge of protecting us, to be using that phrase, I found a little bit jarring.
Tony Snow actually said, I think on Wednesday or Thursday as well, Wednesday it was, he said that a vote for Ned Lamont, every vote for Ned Lamont is a vote for another 9/11. And that's the the president's proxy.
Is that really the way he put it? I missed that one, but that does seem to be a bit over the top.
Well, what did Cheney say? Cheney said that we can't retreat behind our oceans.
Yeah, right, and raised it in the context of the terrorism thing. I mean, that's the part that is.
So who's the winner here? Democrats, Republicans?
Well, I mean, look, you know, let's just take a step back. I don't shy away from doing this analysis, but, you know, the reality is, I mean, there was a plot. I mean, you know, a lot of people could have died. And I think that's got to take a little bit precedence over the who's ahead, Republicans or Democrats. What we're taking shots at Cheney and Chertoff, or at least I was here, is for injecting any political element into what ought to be a completely serious focus on stopping real life terror plots. Of course, this is a reminder of the war on terror and. In that narrow respect, it probably helps the Republicans and the White House somewhat.
Michael, you reference the fact that the Republican vice president, as well as the White House, knew about this potential plot
for at least the last week. Yeah,
for the last week.
Right.
And if they didn't reveal that. Obviously, it would have benefited Lieberman potentially.
No, now come on, hold on.
No, wait. Let me finish.
British investigation. They've got these guys under surveillance. They're watching them closely.
Right.
They want to, you got to let the investigators who are calling the shots. In this case, even U.S. investigators.
I share your view.
Make the decisions about when you go public and when you roll this thing.
I share your view, and that's why I was going to make the case on Cheney's behalf. That if he's solely motivated for political purposes, he would have revealed some parts of this when it could help Lieberman, not post the Lieberman.
Right.
So you see, I was going to.
Had he done so, completely blown a serious terrorism.
No question. So,
Michael Isikoff is our guest from Newsweek magazine.
So I'm not sure that they are motivated solely by politics on this one.
I
share your view.
But are they going to exploit it for their?
Yes, of course they're going to exploit it.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I think you'll see some of that. But
how long of legs do you think this one is going to have this event?
Well, I think
till November.
It's going. Look. First of all, do they have everybody? We don't know the answer to that yet. I mean, we hope they do. You know, certainly don't want to think there are others out there who were part of this, but they're not. They don't have complete confidence. I think we're going to learn a lot more about it in the days and weeks to come. You know, the key question is. Do these individuals in Pakistan who are arrested, do they hook up with known al-Qaeda people? And if they do, I think that probably cuts, just getting back to the narrow political focus here, that might hurt in some way the administration, because it's a reminder that for all the focus on al-Qaeda, they're still out there. They're still alive and kicking, and they're still able to assist with them. Plots like this, but I think at least for the next week or weeks, as we learn more about who these people were, what their backgrounds were, what connections they had, what assistance they got, that's going to be a major story. That's going to suck up a lot of oxygen.
Didn't the administration shut down the unit in the CIA that was in fact dedicated to looking for Bin Laden and Al Qaeda?
Well, the counterterrorism, there have been a lot of reorganizations, and there's now the National Counterterrorism Center, which grew out of,
CTU.
Previous incarnations. So, I don't know that, I'm sure, I know what you're referring to. I think it's sort of more been subsumed in a sort of reorganization. Mode than, but, it's also worth saying that it's pretty clear they don't have any good fresh leads on where the guy is. Because we're not hearing much about that, and we haven't for some time.
Yeah, and obviously we ought to acknowledge how grateful we are to the British government and to the some parts of the Pakistani government that was of such great assistance in helping to uncover this particular incident.
Right, 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 right. Well, look, I mean, there's a the British. You know, they've taken their lumps. I mean, they were they were criticized for not having foiled the plot last year,
the July 7th.
Subway bombing, the July 7th bombing. In this case, they do seem to have been on the case. Although I am told that at some point they did lose somebody who was under surveillance for a while, and that was another aspect of this that spooked people. I mean, there's a lot we've yet to learn about how this investigation was pieced together. But, you know, again, just getting back to the political argument, one of the phrases being used that was used to me by somebody in the White House was, you can rest assured that all the tools in the toolbox were used on this one, which means that some of the more controversial counterterrorism programs we may hear from
interdiction
the administration, such as the surveillance program, the domestic surveillance program, may well have been used in this case.
Well, Michael, we have not seen, at least out here, one prominent Democrat who has said anything about this incident and about these arrests. Not one, not Kerry, not Clinton, Mrs. Clinton, not Harry Reid, or not anyone except Joe Lieberman.
Well, what should they say?
Well, I don't know what they should say. All I know is that I think it would benefit them politically if they did begin to identify when asked as quickly as possible
to get out
what
in
their
front.
Position. Yeah, what their position is on this particular issue. I don't think it should be left.
I mean, maybe the thing to say is I applaud the FBI and CIA and the British intelligence for working together and foiling what seems to be a very serious plot.
Michael Isikoff from Newsweek magazine speaking on the political ramifications of what turned out to be a very benign August 10th, a name that won't go down in infamy. Thank you so much for joining us, buddy. Have a great vacation.
I'm on vacation for a couple of weeks, so I'll see you guys at the end of the month.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Take care.
Coming up in the next segment, what would Willie do? Get a better set of headphones. All here. 960 The Quake.
And all right, checking Bay Area roadways and some local headlines for you. Good morning, I'm Ellen Hyatt filling in for John Scott. Bay Area weather, we got a beautiful weekend ahead, a great day as well. Slightly cooler temperatures in the inland valleys, a little relief there. But lots of sunshine out there after that usual pattern of morning fog clears by the middle of the day. Here is what's making headlines around the Bay Area. Expanded Israeli ground offensives into Lebanon, supposedly getting underway. Reports are that the Israeli Prime Minister isn't satisfied with the emerging UN ceasefire deal and has given the Israeli Defense Minister the green light to move troops across the border. United Nations officials claim a vote could be held this afternoon on a ceasefire resolution. The government is telling airline passengers it is safe to fly, but top White House counterterrorism officials admit there's concern that not all the players in the alleged airline bomb plot have been rounded up yet. And the first group of California National Guard troops are now in place at SFO at Oakland International Airport and also at LAX. And we're standing by for word later this morning on San Jose Mayor Ron Gonzalez and whether a local judge will allow portions of grand jury testimony to be released or if it will remain confidential. The mayor and his top aide, along with NorCal Waste, have been charged with a number of felonies related to the huge NorCal Waste System contract that was negotiated behind closed doors for the city of San Jose, all pleading not guilty to the charges. And that's what's happening now, and it's back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie in just a moment on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station 960, The Quake.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and there's a bonus. If you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo, your goals, our mission.
In the 21st century, a woman shouldn't have to risk death to give birth. Yet, in many developing countries, women are dying needlessly in childbirth or from complications during pregnancy. The United Nations Population Fund is working to make motherhood safer. Population Action International supports the work being done by UNFPA. To learn more, contact us on the web at populationaction.org. That's www.populationaction.org.
What would Willie do? Every day we ask the mayor a question of important national or local or international interest. And every day he digs deep into that well of wisdom and sagacity his years of public service have invested in him. In a segment we call What Would Willie Do? Mr. Mayor, are you ready? Tony
maybe.
Snow. Maybe not. Tony Snow has called a vote for Ned Lamont to vote for another 911. Dick Cheney says we can't retreat behind our oceans. As you said earlier in our interview with Michael Isikoff from Newsweek, the Democrats got to get out in front on this national security issue. They can't allow themselves to fall behind and trail the Republicans again. So, how do the Democrats blunt the Republican attacks on national security? What would Willie do?
The individual among the Democrats who have the credibility on the issue dealing with military issues, dealing with intelligence, etc., their voices ought to be heard. For an example, our own congressperson from down in Southern California, who is the person on the Intelligence Committee, she should be at the front of the line, applauding and acknowledging
Jane
the
Harman?
Incredible skills. Yes, Congresswoman Jane Harman. Incredible skills that obviously has been shown by the people in M6 and the other organizations that manage for more than a year to plot and operate and observe and penetrate and do the job. And she ought to acknowledge how the resources of the CIA and the FBI was coordinated. She ought to talk about how this is the kind of effort that when Democrats are in charge, they will ensure that adequate resources are there. Simultaneously, individuals like John Murtha should step to the plate and talk about the incredible possibilities that we would have experienced without the success of these organizations. And there ought to be great applause for the leadership in the other nations of their intelligence organizations, and talk about how Democrats are going to make this the replica of what they'll do when they are in charge.
Interesting. So, commend the communication possibilities.
And criticize the current leadership.
Implicitly.
Implicitly.
Uh-huh, that's what we
implicitly
really do. Interesting.
And they may also say that there's just the distinct possibility with this kind of attention, maybe 9/11 could have been avoided if we had had this kind of talent employed. Now, they will anger lots of people who work for those agencies, but nevertheless, they will join the fight. And on the Sunday talk shows, they would be there as the
having
voice.
To defend.
Absolutely, and as the voice for the future on the side of addressing the issues of whether or not you can produce a method by which liquids can be determined of their volatility. A potentially volatile. All of those are things that Democrats could say with enthusiasm. They could speak scientifically.
I hope
they could
somebody's
speak
listening.
Futuristically. They could speak with a clear voice rather than the silence that has absolutely floored me for the last 48 hours. There hasn't been one Democrat who has said anything about this most amazing collection of silence that I've heard from a party that think they can lead this country come November of 2006.
Ow. You're brutal sometimes. That's what would Willie do? Coming up in the next hour, in the 9 o'clock hour. Can't believe it's 9 o'clock already. Rose Aguilar will be here with two Afghani women who are guests in the U.S. They'll give us a little insight to what it's like to be Muslim in America. And Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, which appears here from 1 to 3 p.m. every Saturday. But you will continue keeping it real with Will and Willie at 960 The Crit.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Europe at Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station. KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The
Quake. CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. A possible fly in the ointment in talks to stop the Middle East fighting. The Israeli Prime Minister does not like the proposed ceasefire resolution at the UN and now is telling his army to launch its expanded ground offensive in Lebanon. It's not clear when this would begin. Earlier in the day, there was talk of progress at the UN toward a ceasefire resolution. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, John Bolton.
I have every aspiration to vote this afternoon, assuming, of course, all the members of the Council are